Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Another country experiencing conflict at the moment, very sadly, is Ethiopia. Joining me now is Thembisa Fakuda. He is a political analyst at the Africa-Asia Dialogue, and he's going to be chatting to us today about the conflict in Ethiopia. Thembisa, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Thembisa, there's a lot of different media narratives being played out regarding the conflict in Ethiopia. Firstly, it was an unexpected conflict for many around the world because of the way the media played it out in the beginning. What is now happening? Why are we seeing these conflicting media narratives? And what is the true situation on the ground at the moment?
Well, the true situation on the ground at the moment is that the majority of the Ethiopians are still under siege from both parties or from both warring parties, particularly in the province of Tigray, where the fight started. And we have seen since the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Abiy Ahmed, joining the ground forces and leading the ground forces from the front, and that was widely publicized. But he also went on to call on all Ethiopians to join the fight, which many people, of course, criticize him for it because it's likely to further impact on the national cohesion in that country, as all ethnic groups are now joined to fight one particular ethnic group, which is the Tigrayans, because the TPLF is by and large dominated by the Tigrayans in the north. So the situation is still dire, but the narratives are coming from different sides. And the reason for that is because the Ethiopian government has had an adverse attitude towards particularly the Western media, whilst the TPLF, which is the rebels from the Tigrayan region, have kind of embraced the media, and that what created problems. The Tigrayans gave access to the foreign media, whilst the government was adverse and continued to criticize the media. We saw the recent report from CPJ, which is the protection for journalists, actually accusing Ethiopia of gross violation basic rights for journalists. And Ethiopia currently has about 14 journalists arrested in that country. So that relationship with the journalists has actually polarized the media narrative in Ethiopia.
We heard recently that at a stage they thought that Addis Ababa could even be at risk of attack. Now, one must remember this is the seat of the African Union. Are we seeing other neighboring states becoming involved in this conflict? Are we seeing any peacekeeping type operations being planned by the African Union?
At the moment, not. At the moment, the Ethiopians are battling the rebels from Tigray. So there hasn't been any other country, at least at the request of Ethiopia or initiative of the African Union, that has since joined the conflict. But when the conflict started, the Eritrea actually did assist Ethiopians because of that long relationship they've had with the government of Abiy Ahmed. So they were part of the forces that were battling the Tigrayan rebels when the conflict started. Sudan also had a brief stint in this conflict because of that continuing border dispute with Ethiopia, and many of the people from Tigray were actually going into Sudan as they were fleeing the conflict in Tigray. So they had to be somehow involved. But since we haven't had any other country nor peacekeeping mission intervening in Ethiopia.
It leads me to the question, why? Is it a dispute based on tribal or ethnic lines? Are there minerals? And more importantly, how are Tigray able to fund such a war and to be able to afford the logistics in such a conflict with an established conventional army such as that the Ethiopians have?
Well, if you remember, Tigray was part of the coalition that led Ethiopia for a very long time. So Tigray is part of a deep state in Ethiopia. They control the government, they control the army, and they control the economy for a very long time before the advent of Abiy Ahmed. So the TPLF is quite a wealthy organization, and Tigray itself as a province is quite rich because the TPLF members dominated the coalition that governed Ethiopia over the years. That's the first point. The second point is when Abiy Ahmed took over in 2018, he vowed to go against those that were accused of corruption and those that were accused of violations of basic human rights. And those that are accused currently of basic human rights in Ethiopia are by and large members of the TPLF because they control the army, they control business, and they were also part of the government. So they then retreated to Tigray, where they started making noises about cessation, about being given more autonomous powers, etc. And that's when the conflict actually, or the disagreement with the federal government actually started. But the conflict started in earnest in November last year when the TPLF attacked the positions of the Ethiopian National Defense Force in an attempt to steal arms. And that's when this war actually started. So to summarize, Tigray or TPLF basically wants to create an autonomous state in Tigray. And the reason why they want to do that is so that they can protect themselves from possible persecution from the government of Abiy Ahmed. And that's the best way I can summarize it in less than 2 minutes.
Well, Tembisa Fakude, you did a very good job at summarizing that. I have a far better understanding. Our listeners most probably do as well. And for that, I thank you. And I look forward to chatting to you in the new year.
Thank you.
That was Tembisa Fakude, political analyst at Africa Asia Dialogue.